After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Thus ends the reading of the gospel. At Fox Lake Prison, where I help facilitate the 12-week restorative justice circles, the leader of our team, Janet, also goes into the prison once a month to conduct a worship service. Bread is obviously a part of the service. Good bread is not something the residents get. So Janet always brings in a good, dense loaf and distributes a large chunk of it so that the guys can be satisfied, like the people in today's gospel, who were the recipients of Jesus' generosity. The Collegeville Bible Commentary tells us that Jesus' bread miracle is the only one that is in all 4 Gospels, so it is significant. After seeing the crowds who were following him become preoccupied by the hunger they must have felt, Jesus asked, "Where are we to buy bread for them to eat? There is a boy with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are these for so many people?" After all, there were about 5,000 present. What the disciples see is an impossibility. From the physical law of scarcity, they see only the possibility of diminishment. Clearly, the disciples had believed that there were too many people too little money and too little bread. Jesus embraces, however, the spiritual law of abundance. Jesus takes the few loaves they have, gives thanks, and distributes the loaves. We are not told that he multiplied the loaves. Yet there is enough for everyone because of the boundless love inspiring the gesture. When he distributes the loaves, the people are satisfied. Through Jesus' gesture of sharing the bread, everyone had more than enough. We too have a choice to see with eyes focused on scarcity, as the disciples did, or on abundance, as Jesus did. May we recognize the abundant gifts of our God and live in gratitude that overflows in love and generosity. May our love for all God's people inspire us to continue sharing the bread. When we do this, there will always be enough and all will be satisfied.